friends in Christ. As you know, today we celebrate the feast of St. Louis de Montfort, and we celebrate this day as a double of the second class feast, which means it is the second highest ranking dignity on the calendar, beat out only by a double of the first class. This is because St. Louis de Montfort holds a very special place in the congregation of Mary Immaculate Queen. St. Louis is what we call our spiritual founder. And what do we mean by a spiritual founder? To explain this, I must first point out a fact that you are most likely already aware of, and that fact is that every order or congregation has a spirit, as we call it. And that spirit is simply the special calling or the aim of the order or congregation. The spirit is why the religious group exists, what makes it special or unique. Every order or congregation needs a spirit in order to get approved. If they didn't have this unique or special spirit, the founders of that group would have to present their case to the Pope with this special spirit in mind. Because if they didn't have that, the Pope would just have them join that religious community which was already established and had, you know, that the same religious spirit. Because if the founders of that group were trying to start a religious community which was redundant, superfluous, or basically had that exact same purpose, there would be no point in starting another one. The Pope would just have them consolidate. So the mind of the Church is very much geared toward avoiding redundancy when establishing new things, and this is the case also with regards to devotions and special practices. But not to get too far off track, we come back to the idea of that spirit, that certain spirit which every religious group has. Now for CMRI, the spirit is promoting devotion to Mary, but more specifically, promoting the Fatima message and promoting the practice of St. Louis de Montfort, which is going to Jesus through Mary. This is why we consider St. Louis our spiritual founder, as the spirit of our congregation is based off of the most beautiful practice that he developed. He was convinced that the bulk of the faithful would be saved by devotion to Mary, through whom all graces flow from Jesus Christ. I remember a story the bishop once told about a religious priest who was giving a talk at a spiritual retreat for his fellow religious. You may have heard this story before. Hopefully I can recount this story accurately. Some of you may have heard it differently. The story goes that the religious priest wanted to renew the fervor of his fellow religious, so he decided to talk about the spirit of their order during his retreat time. "What is the spirit of our order?" he asked them. Then he proceeded to point out the spirit of other renowned religious orders. "Look at the Dominicans, known for their eloquent preaching. The Franciscans, known for their poverty. But when it comes to humility, we're the best there is." Of course, the point is that every religious order and congregation has something that they're known for. They have a particular mission. But as part of the Congregation of Mary Immaculate Queen, it is my duty and an honor to preach to you about devotion to Mary, especially in the practice of consecrating ourselves to Jesus through Mary. Doubtless many of you have already made the consecration. Some may have only heard of it, and others may have never heard of it before. So today, as mentioned in the announcements, those who have made the total consecration, as it is called, may gain a plenary indulgence granted by Pope Leo XIII under the usual conditions. And for those interested in seeing the form of total consecration as mentioned, you can find the sheets next to the bulletins. The popes through the ages have given this devotion the stamp of their approval, most notably Pope Pius IX, who said, "St. Louis de Montfort's devotion to Mary is the best and most acceptable form of devotion to Mary." Pope Leo XIII granted the plenary indulgence to those who make St. Louis de Montfort's act of consecration to the Blessed Virgin. On his deathbed, he renewed the act himself and invoked the heavenly aid of St. Louis de Montfort, whom he had beatified in 1888. Pope Pius X said, "I heartily recommend true devotion to the Blessed Virgin, so admirably written by the Blessed Montfort, and to all who read it, I grant the apostolic benediction. Pope Pius XI said, I have practiced this devotion ever since my youth. And Pope Pius XII, who in his address for the canonization of St. Rose de Montfort, said, the greatest force behind all his apostolic ministry and his great secret for attracting and winning souls for Jesus was his devotion to Mary. Certainly the list goes on, but these are a few of the glowing praises of this devotion, written or spoken by the popes themselves. And I took these quotes from a little book you should know well. The book is called True Devotion to Mary, written by St. Therese himself. In the back of this book, he outlines the method for the preparation of making our total consecration for the first time. At the end of the 3 weeks of preparation of total consecration, St. Louis de Montfort writes, they shall go to confession and communion with the intention of giving themselves to Jesus Christ in the quality of slaves of love by the hands of Mary. After communion, which they should try to make according to the method given further on, they should recite the formula of their consecration, which they will also find further on in the Book of True Devotion. They ought to write out the formula or have it already written out, unless they have a printed copy of it, and they should sign it with their name the same day they have made it. Of course, there is much more on the specifics of the preparation, and I encourage everyone to go and read the book in its entirety at least once, and to read it again from time to time, but especially during the month of May. And in this same book, there's a very interesting story written by the editor toward the front, which explains the mysterious disappearance of the original manuscripts containing this devotion. I would like to finish up my sermon by reading to you the account that the editor wrote in this book. He says, St. Louis de Montfort himself prophesied regarding the true devotion to Mary. I clearly see that raging beasts shall come in fury to tear with their diabolical teeth this little writing, and him whom the Holy Ghost has made use of to write it, or at least to smother it in the darkness and silence of a coffin, that it may not appear. They shall even attack and persecute those who shall read it and carry it out in practice. And this prediction was fulfilled to the letter throughout the whole 18th century. The spiritual sons of St. Louis de Montfort were persecuted by the Jansenists for their zeal in spreading this devotion. The precious manuscript of de Montfort remained hidden during the troubled times of the French Revolution and was brought to light only in the year 1842, when it was found in a chest of old books by a Montfort father. The title page for True Devotion was missing, and the book has been variously known as True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin, Treatise on the True Devotion to Mary, The True Devotion to Mary, and the phrase True Devotion being drawn from Chapter 3. Of part one, where St. Louis de Montfort distinguishes between true devotion and false devotion to Mary. Over the years, however, the phrase true devotion has come to be used in reference to the perfect devotion to Mary, which is expounded on in part two of this book. St. Louis de Montfort was the one to whom it was given to explain thoroughly the path to Jesus through Mary, and to shape it in a definite method of spiritual life. He does not propose some special or extra prayers, but rather a devotion which essentially consists of one single act, which under various forms and conditions we apply to our whole life, both interior and exterior. This devotion leads to a permanent disposition of living and acting habitually in dependence on Mary. It embraces one's entire life, not just one's prayer times, or specifically religious acts. St. Louis de Montfort knew that Mary is the pathway to her Son, leading souls quickly and securely to Jesus Christ, the eternal wisdom. Inflamed with holy love, St. Louis de Montfort wrote many poems to the divine wisdom, including the following fervent lines. Divine wisdom, I love thee unto folly. I am thy lover. Thou alone in this world I seek. Thou alone I desire. I am a man, God-man, with love, forever chasing thee. Tell me who thou art, for I am half blind. I can discern only that thou art a secret I must fathom. Show thyself fully to my soul, which dies for love of thee. Where dost thou live, wisdom divine? Must I cross continents or seas to find thee? or fly across the skies. I am ready to go wherever thou art, not content, not counting the costs to possess thee. To Jesus through Mary. This is the sublime secret of holiness set forth by St. Louis de Montfort in True Devotion to Mary, a book which ranks among the greatest spiritual masterpieces ever penned, a book which seems to have been inspired by the Holy Ghost himself. May this book lead many souls to a deep and faithful love of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.